some people might say that the problem is the business model. Newspapers have been giving away their products online. Is it hard to put the genie back in the bottle once you've let it out? In other words, will newspapers be able to start charging for online content and thus be able to survive, do you think?
Well, the newspaper question is a hard one. I'm a big believer in print, and I subscribe to 2 daily newspapers and 5 magazines. I think there's still something magical about it. And I believe that for the immediate future, there is still, newspapers aren't dead yet, but there are some certainly that are dying. And some are going to evolve and make it through, and others are not. And God bless them. They've got to do all they can. And we need a bunch of different efforts, a bunch of different projects and experiments. Nobody has the answer. And you interview 5 pundits, they'll tell you 5 different things that they know for sure about what works and what doesn't. And what I say is, if we knew for sure, then we wouldn't all be sitting here having to have these conversations.
Sure. What about television with DVRs? Can television news survive? What can television do to survive as an advertising-based medium?
Well, television is also trying in different ways, and I think, again, there needs to be a lot of efforts in different kinds of storytelling, different kinds of engagement with the audience, different efforts that haven't necessarily been tried. And I make the analogy that this is kind of bottom of the eighth in a you and I are watching the World Series, and we see players who take pitch after pitch instead of taking a swing, right?
Right.
And I want journalists to take a swing. Don't just stand there, because then all you're doing is complaining, gee, this has happened to me. Oh, woe is me. Well, I ask them, how tradigital are you? Do you have a new media skill set? Do you have a new media mindset? No. Well, you're going to be in trouble.